The state of California has rules to protect outdoor workers from the dangers of wildfire smoke. It has rules, but almost never enforces them. That's the finding of an investigation by KQED and the California Newsroom Collaborative. Farida Javala Romero reports.
Breathing wildfire smoke can lead to serious health problems, like worsening asthma and heart failure. So when there's unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke, California employers are required to reduce exposure, such as by moving workers indoors or providing N95 masks. But in Fresno, the state's top producing agricultural county, many farm workers I spoke with say they've continued to work in heavy smoke with no protections.
See?
In a field by the highway, a man pulls dry grapevines from the soil. He's worked in U.S. agriculture for 15 years. I hand him a wrapped N95 mask and ask if his boss ever offered him one.
No.
No, at work they haven't given us masks at all, he says. We're not using his name because he says he fears retaliation from his employer. And like more than 40% of the state's ag workers, he's undocumented. An estimated 4 million people work outdoors in California. Over the last 2 years the rule's been in place, the state has faced the worst wildfire seasons on record. But the agency tasked with protecting workers' safety cited employers for violating the smoke rules just 11 times. The official who was in charge of enforcement at Cal/OSHA just got a bigger job as head of federal OSHA.
Senators will each have 5 minutes for a round of questions.
During his Senate confirmation hearing this spring, Doug Parker told lawmakers a top priority is to enforce work safety laws.
We also have to be able to deliver the goods once those workers have the trust in us to come forward.
He declined to speak with KQED and directed us to Dan Lucido, who's now the acting chief of Cal/OSHA.
We are a leader in providing worker protection, including against smoke.
Do you really believe that there's only 11 violations of this law over 2 years?
So first of all, we can only respond to complaints that are issued. And in all of the cases where we responded and found evidence of a violation, we issued a citation.
Back in the field in Fresno, the worker says he didn't know about the rule, so he couldn't complain about not getting the required protections. His employer never told him how to stay safe on smoky days, he says. And that's something the rule says employers must also do in a language workers understand. Cantuac Management employs workers in this field.
We already sent over your email to our attorney, so he is the one that's going to be responding to it.
Angie Garcia works at Cantuac Management. I contacted her after sending a request for comment.
We provide everything necessary for them to, you know, use while they're working.
Later, the attorney told KQED the company is in compliance with the smoke safety rules, but declined to provide any evidence. What's really needed, advocates and state lawmakers say, are strike teams of Cal/OSHA inspectors in the fields on smoky days. But a bill to do just that died in the state legislature earlier this year, after Governor Gavin Newsom's administration opposed it. For NPR News, I'm Farida Javala Romero in Fresno.